Welcome back, Lightning Within 5 listeners. This is the December episode, and guess what, Naeem? I had to let him go. He had to go back to our command information team. He's just too good of a photographer to be with me and waste his talents on audio, I guess. But good news, I have a brand new Staff Sergeant, and I'm going to introduce him right now. Welcome, Staff Sergeant Daniel Brosom.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Jen. I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
He will be my new co-host moving forward until the foreseen future.
That's right.
But all right, Brosom, tell him a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, my name is Daniel Brosom. I'm just coming from Kunsan Air Base in South Korea. I've been in the Air Force for about 11 years. And again, I did arrive back here in October, so I'm just getting my feet wet, trial by fire, thrown right into this. Really enjoying Florida, really enjoying Tyndall Air Force Base. Super excited for what's to come at Tyndall, and really looking forward to the holidays and 2026.
And you just bought a brand new house for the first time, right?
I did. It is so exciting. You know, I think when people think of buying their first home, it's, you know, they're so stressed out, you know, and not knowing what to expect. But I had a great team. And yeah, just getting settled in my house, finally unpacking. And it's been great. Yeah, excited.
All right.
Establishing some roots down here for a little bit.
Yeah. But you have family that's relatively nearby, correct?
I do. Yeah, yeah. I have family in Orlando. So just a stone's throw across the river. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you have always been public affairs.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. When you went to DINFOS, which is Defense Information School, what did you train in? Were you just an overall photojournalist or video? Like, explain to them what that process was like.
Yeah, again, so I've been in about 11 years. So I joined in December 2014. And at that time, PA has been going through a number of consolidations and changes. So at the time, I joined as a still photography specialist. And then shortly after that, I found out the truth of it was photojournalist. Mm-hmm. So my background by trade is photo and writing. That's my specialty. Mm-hmm. But again, as the consolidation happened over the years, I've had formal and informal training on video.
Yes, we all hate video.
Doing the best I can. So it's been challenging, but it's been a lot of fun.
You know, there's a lot of new people here this time of year from overseas. So what are a few things that you like so far about the Tyndall area?
Oh my God. There's so many things I could list. I mean, honestly, I love the feel of the community here. You know, it feels small because, you know, of course, everybody knows the history here about the weather destroying the base and the local area. But it feels small. It feels fairly tight-knit. But the base is great. The city's great. The people are amazing. I'm thanked for my service all the time. You know, it's great. I'm just really happy to be here. Excited for the beaches, too. Maybe it'll warm up. I think it's a little bit too cold to go to the beach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say you haven't really got to experience the heat.
No,
the beach.
Yep. Mm. I don't even know if I would call this cold though. Would you? Is this cold?
30s? For Floridians, I think this is a little cold.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. I enjoy the cold. So
for Philly Jen, no, this is not that cold. But I know you can spot a Floridian. Like, they will be in Uggs and a winter beanie and
at 40 degrees, right? Yeah.
And you're like,
this is shorts and almost t-shirt weather, right? But hey, you know, like for the fashionable people, this is like the best time of the year to pull out your scarves and your fur coats and your fur boots, right?
Yes.
You know, so I know a lot of people are excited.
I am definitely a winter wardrobe kind of person. Yeah. I love the sweaters and the chunky boots.
Yeah.
And all the things. Oh, yeah. Summer, I hate summer. Yeah.
Shorts and flip-flops is about your own.
Yeah. And you can't, like, in the winter, you can peel layers off, right? But in the summer, there's no, like, if you peel layers off, you're going to look ridiculous.
That's right. Yeah.
So with the holidays coming up, you know, we don't really have any more events going on because everybody's going to start disappearing here in a week or so. So let's just talk about, like, do you have any family holiday traditions?
You know, I'm not big into the holidays, and I don't want to be like Mr. Grinch over here and say that, but I do enjoy the holiday season, Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, all these holidays, but I would not say I have any holiday traditions, but I do enjoy taking the time off to spend with my family, of course, but we don't have any traditions. What about you? Do you have any traditions?
Well, the elf on the shelf has arrived at my house for the first time ever. Why? I don't know. It was a cockamamie idea that somebody in my house, not me, came up with, my husband, and he just showed up, and that's been so much fun. I am sure other parents can relate. Like, that elf is in my nightmares. Like, I will wake up in the middle of the night and be like, elf. Oh, it's God. So awful.
You'll start dreaming about it. Oh, my God.
But tradition-wise, we enjoy taking the kids to do something. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, since the next episode won't air until after?
Yeah. I'd have to think about some New Year resolutions. Yeah. Ooh, I don't, but I can ask you.
I do not. No. Usually, like, I'll try to be healthier. I'm not like the one that's like, on New Year's Day, I'm at the gym, yep, you know, yep. Like, grinding for 2 weeks and then I give
right,
up.
Yeah,
like,
we know we're going to see everybody at the gym, right?
Yeah.
Which is good. You know, good for them, right? Yes. For making a step. But
yeah. Yep. But no, I go to the gym now. So it's not like I need to make that vow to myself, like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Look,
right.
I'm the person, like, if you feel good, then, you know, be happy with where you're at in life. Yeah. Or if you want to change, then go change. But
absolutely. Yep.
I don't think you should have to use New Year's resolutions to do that.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe use the New Year's. Maybe use New Year's as your refocusing, right? It's kind of the end of the year. But if you have already started the process of whatever resolution you have, just continuing those steps, right? But I think that's probably what I'm going to do. You know, maybe just hone in a little bit more and focus on what I'm already doing.
Yeah. Right? A lot of new things are coming our way in 2026. And when I say that, I mean, like, rebuild-wise, event-wise. We still have Checkered Flag. But big headliner, Air Show is coming, and we will have guests on here that will go into more specifics the closer we get to it. And it has been determined that now Brosome and I will be doing Lightning Within 5 at the Air Show. Wow. Will it be live? Not sure. I don't know if I trust myself being on live mic.
Right.
But we'll have, you know, interviews with the air crews. We'll have interviews with the support teams. It'll be great. And we'll also have opportunities to do meet and greet with anybody who's interested. I don't know why they would be. We're just normal people. But we'll also have merch. So if you are interested in that, our Booster Club has sponsored our merch and plan on making some profit off of us. That's crazy. All our blood, sweat, and tears. They're just...
And they make the money. And they get the money.
Yeah. Wow. Our Christmas party better be amazing next year. And we'll just get up there and be like, you're welcome. You're welcome. But yeah. So we're excited about all the things to come for 2026 and Team Tyndall. More importantly, I am very excited to see how the airmen's lives improve on base with all these new buildings, especially like the community commons. We've talked about it, you know, like the chapel. They're gonna have a bowling alley, restaurants, like all the things, and then lodging should open as well, and that will be able to hold all of these people from Checkered Flag, which means less traffic during Checkered Flag, because traffic during Checkered Flag is a nightmare. Yeah. So it is very rewarding, I guess you can say, because I was here when we were still demoing buildings and getting rid of all of the hurricane stuff. Yeah. We were working out of trailers, and to watch all these mega million-dollar buildings go up and be actually used is like so... I guess satisfying, honestly. Yeah, like
exciting.
Yeah, and exciting. Yeah. As a baby airman, I would have done anything to come to this
place. Brand new dorm room.
Yes.
Beautiful buildings, you know.
So are you excited to co-host this, Brosome?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying this place, and I'm really enjoying the job. I really look forward to diving a little bit deeper and working with you, Jen. Seeing where we can take the podcast, if we can take it to the next level. But I really am excited to be here, really excited to work with you. So looking forward to it. After the holidays, we'll be back.
Yes. And if you all are still wanting us to do a YouTube, we need to know. Like, we need your input, because that is a big take for us. We have to get more cameras involved and more audio equipment. Yeah. So if that is something you genuinely want to see, is me and Brosome on camera, that's crazy. Why would anybody want that? But if that's what y'all want, we are willing to do it. We are willing to put the elbow grease into it and experiment and see how successful we can make that.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Brosome, I just found this out. We are the only monthly podcast in all of Air Combat Command.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And the first year with Dostas and I, when we were just stumbling along, hoping for the best, we had over 20,000 downloads. Whether
the
that
first year.
First year.
Wow.
Which took me by surprise. I was expecting like 100.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how or why 20,000 people would listen to this, but thank you. So my holiday message to all the listeners, thank you. I genuinely love doing this. And although my co-hosts, you know, rotate in and out, I know for a fact every single one of them has loved doing this. We love hearing from you guys. We love the support. And we wouldn't be able to enjoy our everyday jobs without you. So I wish you all the happiest, healthiest holiday season. And we look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everybody.
This episode of Lightning Within 5 is brought to you by the 325th Fighter Wing Public Affairs Shop. For all the latest news, photos, videos, and more, check out our Facebook page, Instagram, and our official website, tendo.af.mil.
Welcome back, everybody. We have our special guests here, and like we were saying earlier, tis the season. These guys are specialists when it comes to tracking Santa Claus, the one and only. So let me introduce our two guests. We have Lieutenant Tyler Turnmeyer. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to it.
We also have Master Sergeant Kenneth Meyer.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you guys here. You have no idea how long I've been trying to get somebody from the 601st to come talk about Santa. So why don't you start us off by telling us about you?
Sure. So I'm Second Lieutenant Tyler Turnmeyer. I have been in the Florida Air National Guard as a full-time member for about 11 years now. I started off on the enlisted side as a 1 Charlie 5, so that's your command and control battle management. Stayed there for about 10 years. Got selected for public affairs because of NORAD Track Santa. I recently just got back from OTS last November. I just graduated DINFOS March of this year, so I've only been a public affairs officer for less than a year, and I'm the only PAO for the 601st Air Operations Center, as well as the 101st Air and Space Operations Group.
So your primary duty right now is you support 601st with your PA duties, right? But
yep, exactly.
You are also the number one guy for tracking Santa Claus.
Yeah, so the NORAD Track Santa program for here at the AOC for Tyndall, I've been running that for the past 9 years, even before I was PA.
Wow.
Me and Sergeant Meyer, we started it. It's grown exponentially ever since then. So I'm as PAO, I didn't know it at the time, but it fell under public affairs. Just the previous predecessor didn't know about it either.
Oh, wow.
So that was a nice shock for him when he found out we'd already been doing it for 5 years at that point.
Yeah. All right, Sergeant Meyer, tell us about your overall self.
Yeah, so I'm Master Sergeant Meyer. I've been part of the Florida National Guard for 11 years. Did some prior active duty time, all in the 1 Charlie 5 career field, so battle management operators as well. Currently, I'm the NCOIC of our training shop for the 601st Air Operations Center and the 101 AOG. So we make sure that all of our members, about 300 plus members, are fully trained, stay certified, and able to do the JOB every day.
Nice. And you're both from Florida, correct?
So I'm from Florida. I grew up in Marianna, so just an hour north of here.
Yeah.
That's why I joined the Florida Air National Guard rather the active duty Air Force. Our roots are deep here. My wife is from there as well. We live 10, 20 minutes from where we grew up at.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. So I'm actually from a small town, not so small anymore, Hazel Green, Alabama.
Okay.
So that's where we lived once my dad retired from the Air Force. So I joined active duty from there and then settled down here in 2014.
Nice. All right. So let's just dive into this. Everybody's dying to know, like, you know, why does the Air Force track Santa?
So the NORAD Track Santa program started completely by accident. I love to call it my happy accident. So it started back in 1955. We've been doing this for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a local department store up in Colorado Springs. That's where NORAD is headquartered at. I believe it was Sears at the time. They published an ad in their paper for boys and girls to call Santa on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was in charge of typing, they messed it up by one number.
So
they gave all those wrong numbers out to all these boys and girls. So on Christmas Eve, they end up calling NORAD's predecessor. And it was actually an Air Force colonel that took that first call. Colonel Harry Shoup was his name.
That's crazy.
And he was very confused when he got that phone call. Did not know why this child was on there and asking where Santa was.
Aww.
Rather than let him down or just kind of blow him off.
Yeah.
He 100% took the challenge, told his team, find Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And they did. And they tracked him all night long. And that's why for the past 70 years, we've had that responsibility ever since.
Aw, I kind of love that.
What an honor that is. That is awesome. Yeah.
It is truly the military that, a mistake, has started into a 70-year tradition.
That's crazy. So both of you are traveling around to the elementary schools and telling the kids all about this program. So, like, what are you telling them?
So we go over the basics of what NORAD is and what we do every day. We protect the skies of North America. Kind of, it's really interactive with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get them talking about the fighter jets here at Tyndall, the airport we have here in Panama City. Helicopters, drones, rockets, all sorts of things, even animals.
Yeah.
Once we talk about what NORAD does every day, we go into why we track Santa, which is the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we jump into the how,
yeah.
which is the same equipment that we use at NORAD every day to track our aircraft, which is your radars, your satellites, and our military fighter craft.
Right.
And after that, we jump into the more Santa stuff. Sergeant Meyer's specialty slide is talking about the specifications of Santa's sleigh, which I'll let him dive into that.
Okay.
And then we end with all the different ways that the children can help us track on Christmas Eve with the app, the website, the phone number, and et cetera.
Oh, nice.
So, and it's about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the age level of the kids.
Yeah.
If you're looking like kindergarten, it's going to be a lot shorter. But yeah. as the older the kids get, the more technical we can get. And then they're asking a lot of questions about deep questions. How do the radars work?
Yeah.
How do the satellites work? Rudolph's Red Nose, how does it pick up on that?
Oh, I love this. I love this. Go on, Sergeant Meyer. Tell us about your sleigh.
Yeah, so it's really great because we use NORAD and all these equipment every day to track all the things that fly, you know, kind of like the LT said. But we use that same equipment to track Santa's sleigh, but it's different because Santa's sleigh is unlike anything else that flies. So some of the specifics that Mrs. Claus has shared with us, some of that intel about his sleigh. First, that we know the sleigh is very large.
Mm-hmm.
This sleigh weighs 75,000 gumdrops.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's elf math. That's what they teach up in the North Pole. They don't teach it to the kids here.
Yeah.
So we have a 75,000 gumdrop sleigh, but he also has that bag of gifts.
Uh-huh.
Right. So we got to deliver. He's got to deliver all those gifts to all the good boys and girls around the world. When he starts off and leaves the North Pole, that bag of gifts weighs 60,000 tons.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah. Wow. So, I mean, as you can imagine, this sleigh can get extremely heavy.
Right, right.
But when we talk about weight, we also have the pilot of that sleigh.
Oh, yeah. So he's a big boy.
Oh, uh-huh. And yeah. he gets bigger through the night. So as Santa leaves the North Pole, Mrs. Claus has shared with us that his average weight is about 260 pounds.
Okay.
However, we all know that on Christmas Eve, we leave out cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all night, Santa is eating all of these goodies. We estimate that he eats about 16 billion cookies over one night. So at the end of his journey, after he's delivered all of his gifts and he returns to the North Pole,
uh-huh.
we know that Santa weighs approximately 1,260 pounds.
Sweet Mary.
Oh, gains God. 1,000 pounds just from cookie weight.
So
how does he shred that weight? Has she shared that? I need to know the secrets.
We have asked her. We've asked her, what is Santa's regimen? Like, what's yeah. his routine when he gets back? She has informed us that she takes great care of him and makes sure that he gets to the gym and eats all the proper foods.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked her if she would coach me, she said that she can only help people live in the North Pole.
Oh.
She has a full-time job with just getting Santa down 1,000 pounds in 364 yeah. days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so when we think about Santa's sleigh, though, it still has to do some very special things. He has to move very fast
right.
through the night. So we've learned, you know, we've seen our fighter jets here at the base and how they're able to take off. And when they take off, I mean, they go pretty fast, straight yeah. up in the sky. However, we've learned that Santa's sleigh takes off in just one twinkle of an eye.
Oh.
Wow, how fast is that?
A twinkle of an eye.
Oh, my God.
Duh, brosome, keep up. What are you talking about?
So we know he has to take off fast, right? He's jumping from rooftop to rooftop. But here's the coolest thing. When he gets up in the sky, he only has a short period of time to travel all around the world and deliver all these gifts. So he's got to go fast.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We've learned that he goes faster than starlight.
Wow.
Which is faster than the speed of light.
Wow.
And what's really cool is when we're able to explain these kind of facts, these fun facts to the children, we're still able to introduce some education pieces to it, right?
Yeah.
So like the LT, when we talk about the way the radar works, he uses the example of bats and using echolocation. When we talk about the speed of starlight, how fast it is, we reference back to turning on a light bulb in your bedroom and how fast it gets bright. And then we say, well, that's the speed of light.
Yeah.
Starlight's faster than that. And Santa goes faster than starlight.
Yeah.
So we tell him that we have all these cool facts about his sleigh and how knowing all of this information allows us to track him better. And the kids, they absolutely love it.
Yeah. Oh, I love this so much, because when you have kids that are like at the age where they're kind of like, oh, you know, I don't know. And then you guys come with all this, then I'd imagine a lot more kids become re-engaged, right? Like, okay, these guys are sitting here telling me like all these things about Santa, and I can visibly see him on the screen.
I was gonna say, I don't even have kids, but I can imagine if I was a kid, you know, I'd be the one asking a bunch of questions, right? Just being so interested in it. It's just so cool.
So we're both parents.
Yeah.
We have young children, and my son, he's in fifth grade, and he absolutely loves it. He was able to still see our presentation. He asks me questions all the time. And it's really great because we give the children an opportunity to ask questions at the end. And, you know, as the older kids, they want to know more a little bit about our aircraft. We've had questions like, where are the lights on your jets?
Yeah.
How fast do your jets go? How much do they weigh? How many do you have? How can they fly? But then we get to the younger kids, and they're very interested on Santa and how does Santa fly? Where does Santa come from? How old is Santa?
Mm-hmm.
All these great, fun questions that we get. And because we are parents and we're so engaged in children's, I'm engaged with children all over the community here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the questions are super easy for us because we just go right into dad mode.
Yeah.
And so the questions, they go pretty crazy. I mean,
what's the best one?
The best one that caught us off guard, and we had to learn a very good answer, is how does Santa use the bathroom?
Oh.
Because he goes around the world eating all those milk and cookies. He doesn't go back. So we came up with a great way to answer that question.
Yeah.
It's like, what happens if Santa's in your house and he has to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, do you want Santa using a dirty bathroom? So what we tell the kids is, a great idea. We're going to make sure on Christmas Eve, let's help our adults in our house clean our bathrooms on Christmas Eve. And the teachers love it. They go crazy.
Yes.
That's
great.
The teachers will start adding, maybe you can come clean the classroom, the stairwell, the living room, the kitchen.
And that's important because the teachers buy in. Not only did the kids buy in, because then the administration is going to ask us back each year. We've been doing this for 9 years.
Yeah.
And the number of schools and classes just keep growing and growing.
Right. So do you get a long, nice break after all of this, or no? Mm-hmm. It's just the daily grind?
Yeah, for about 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks of December, we are doing this every day, at least 2 schools a day.
Oh my gosh.
So the track as of last night, we've talked to 277 classes for over 5,000-6,000 kids.
What? Ooh.
And last year we did 20 classes with 4,000 kids.
Holy
and it's just getting bigger.
Oh, that's so great though. I love that you guys are doing this. But okay, so we talked Santa, but let's talk like, what is the average, normal, everyday grind for you guys?
So what NORAD does every day outside of NORAD Track Santa is they're responsible for the airspace warning, control, and maritime warm in North America. So it's a binational command.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about both American and Canadian forces, and not just air forces. That's joint. So you're going to have all your branches represented in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the normal grind is, we're doing the same job 24/7, 365. We're protecting everything that flies in the air to keep everyone on the ground safe. And it does posture us really well for Santa Claus.
Right.
All that same equipment, the radars we use, we have 49 of them all across North America. Those same satellites we use, and our fighter aircraft with their own radars. These are the aircraft we use to defend America every day.
Right, right.
Do you guys actually deal with the volunteer aspect of this, or do you guys deal with the more NORAD? Yeah, how does that incorporate? I'm still learning the mission here and how that all kind of comes together.
So for NORAD Track Center, you're talking about the call center?
Yes, exactly.
So the call center, it's located at NORAD's headquarters in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
So that's where the call center is set up. It's manned by over 1,000 volunteers. So you have both American and Canadian military personnel that will work that night, but also civilians, both that work in the NORAD Enterprise, but also volunteers from the local Colorado Springs area. So they're the ones who take the phone calls. And I think last year the numbers were over 380,000 in that 24-hour period.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we do have someone here on Tyndall, Colonel John Erickson. He's one of our staff judge advocates, our JAGs at the AOC. He got involved in it while he was out there, and he took that here. I still don't know how he does it, but he's able to remote in through his computer, and every Christmas Eve, he's one of those callers. I've threatened him that I'm going to keep on calling on Christmas Eve till I get him to verify it's true. But they absolutely love their job. That not only do they tell the children calling where Santa is, but they get that little opportunity to spread that Christmas joy and spirit to them.
Yeah. This kind of program exists because right now, like, the world is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're losing, like, the imagination and the magic of the holidays, like, just, you know, slowly as a parent, like, it's hard nowadays to keep, you know, it going. And I think things like this, I think we need that to keep that holiday spirit and like that, the joy the kids feel, the magic. We definitely need all these things to keep them going.
For me, the program for me is about connection.
Yeah.
So I grew up local to here, and a part of our family tradition growing up was we tracked Santa through NORAD.
Yeah.
So me and my three younger brothers would be on the computer on Christmas Eve, watching him as it goes across the stream, trying to figure out how late can we exactly stay up before we have to run to bed. And now as a dad, I do this with my kids as well.
Yeah.
But also being able to go to these schools that this could be another future Lieutenant Termer. I grew up in this area, trying to tell them of the opportunities that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things, I think 2 or 3 years ago, as we were really expanding, I had someone random at work, someone I never knew, approach me. It's like, hey, did you do this NORAD Track Santa thing? And I'm terrified. This is a Lieutenant Colonel. I'm still like an E5.
Yeah.
Like, yep, what's going on? And he told me for the first time, his daughter, like, they did this and they do this. And he's like, well, this is my job. This is what I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that connection to talk about what he does every day.
Aww.
And now we hear that so many times, not only through the AOC, mm-hmm. but because a lot of the students are Team Tyndall children.
Yes.
So like, oh, my dad's a pilot, or my parent works here.
Yeah.
And it creates that connection with the families to establish those family traditions.
Yeah.
NORAD released a video for the 70th year. Mm-hmm. And I got to see a little bit of behind the scenes of what they wanted. And they put a call out for throughout the NORAD enterprise to say, hey, send us videos of your family traditions with NORAD.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched the video, it's beautiful. I love it. But it talks about 70 years of creating connections with families, with holiday traditions, with that spirit you were talking about.
Yeah, I love this.
And the pure joy that the kids get. I see these kids just walking around in the grocery stores around town, and they'll call you out. And they'll look at you, and they'll say, you were at my school. You're the Santa guy. I work in the community with younger kids, first and second grade. And they find me where we go to do our volunteer, and they run up to me and they said, I didn't get to ask this. Can you tell me this?
Oh.
And it builds that relationship. Like, yeah. LT was saying, that connection with the community and being able to build those relationships is huge.
Yeah. Sarah Meyer, you look like you could pull off a Santa. I'm just saying, like, you have that deep, hearty voice. You should definitely do that.
It's coming. It's coming very soon. Very
maybe
soon.
Once you retire in the next few months, right?
Retirement is coming. And I'm gonna go full on the Santa vibe. Yeah.
Yes, I love that for you. Are you so excited to retire?
I am so excited. So by the time I retire, it will be in just over 23 years. It's time. It's time to go. It's time to go on and do something else and see what else I can do for the world.
Mm-hmm. We are very sad because this is Sergeant Meyer's last year with NORAD Track Santa. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. I think tomorrow is our last two presentations, and I'm not rubbing in it at all.
Yeah, no.
It is. It's very, very bittersweet. This is, like the LT said, this is something that we started, and it started off just one classroom.
Yeah.
And it has grown so big, and we put, there's a lot of prep work that goes into this. You know, a lot of, we hand out gifts of candy canes and little cards that have information about how the kids are able to track Santa, because they're not going to remember everything we say.
Yeah.
And just all the prep work that goes into it, like, it takes months.
Yeah.
Planning it out, scheduling, reaching out, making contacts with the schools, making sure that we have enough people that are able to come and float to the different schools while still taking care of the mission at the office. So there's a lot of prep work, but I love it. It is. It's very bittersweet that this is the last time I get to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm soaking it up every last minute of it. So there's multiple ways that we tell the children how they're able to help us. There's a website that you can go to. There's a phone number that you can call. And when you call this phone number, it's going to be reaching out to our technicians who are actually watching the radars and knowing exactly where Santa is. So they're able to tell the children, this is where Santa is anywhere in the world all day long on Christmas Eve, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know, and I always tell the kids, if they're anything like me, I don't want somebody just telling me where Santa is. I like to see things. I want to know where Santa is. Yep. So we do have an app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. When you download this app, it's absolutely free. The entirety of it is free. You open it up and you'll see a countdown that counts down the days, hours, minutes, and seconds until Santa Claus leaves the North Pole.
Okay.
You can listen to Christmas music, read Christmas books. What's really great is for the older kids, they get very interested in our aircraft and what we do at NORAD. So through this app, there's actually a way to learn more about NORAD and our daily mission.
Okay.
Now, the highlight of it for the kids is everybody loves to play video games. Mm-hmm. So every day leading up to Christmas, there is a new game that you can play on this app.
No way.
And if you don't like today's game, you can go back and play any of the previous games all the way through December. Now, starting on Christmas Eve, at 6 o'clock in the morning when Santa leaves the North Pole, they will be able to open this app and actually see visually where Santa is all over the world. Yeah. It'll tell you the country he's in, the city he's going by. It'll tell you what city he's heading to next. So wow. All day long, they can sit there and track and watch his flight all around the world.
That's crazy. Obviously, like you said earlier, waiting until like the last minute to go to bed, right, before he hits their house.
Yeah, and we've learned, because we've been watching Santa for 70 years.
Yeah.
So we have learned that Santa normally makes his stop around our area here in Florida between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock at night. So wow. We always stress to the kids, by 9 o'clock,
you better be in bed.
Exactly, because if you're not asleep, Santa's going to have to circle around and come back. So
yeah.
Might even miss your house.
Yep.
So to kind of piggyback on what Sergeant Meyer said, he talked about the website and the phone number of that, but didn't actually give it. So the website is www.noradsanta.org. The phone number is 1-877-HI-NORAD, H-I-NORAD. And then the app is called the NORAD Track Santa app.
Okay.
Now, the app you can download any time of the year, but up from December 25th till December 1st of next year, there's nothing going to be happening on it.
Gotcha.
The app and the website go live on December 1st. And okay. Like Sergeant Meyer said, on the 24th, everything will change. At 6 a.m., it turns into a live tracker.
Okay. That's so crazy. My son, I'm immediately going home and having my son download this app. He is going to be so stoked.
I might have to download it for myself. You know, I'm a gamer. Again, no kids, but, you know, maybe I got to check some of that out.
Well, we both have it on ours, and we go and we're playing the games in the morning while we're waiting to go into the school. Like, it's fun. The games are great.
That's for official reasons. We have to be able to explain the games to the kids. What's the game of the day?
Playing games at work, right?
Absolutely. What I get paid to do.
It's the best job ever. Yep. We've gotten to the point where we can do the entire brief by ourselves without any presentation behind us. Like we know it.
Yeah.
Like this is, it's a legacy kind of thing for me. My heart is, I know LT Turnmeyer's is too. My heart is fully invested in this. I love this. I love the outreach. I love being around and working with the kids and building those relationships with families.
Yeah.
We pour everything we have into this.
I love this so much. Like, this is so touching for me because there's not a lot of people out there like you guys, like, that would be so passionate about it, you know.
Another year.
That's what I imagine somebody to be. So it's so therapeutic to see you guys so like passionate about this. I love that for the kids.
It is 100% a passion project. It started when my wife was a kindergarten teacher at Callaway.
Mm-hmm.
She had found a book called How NORAD Saves Christmas. And it's a real children's book. We own it at the house.
Yeah.
And she had asked, back then it was A1C Turnmeyer, to come in on a Friday, and she was gonna read it every day of the week. Like then, I'd only been in the Air Force maybe a year.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about what NORAD did either. So I went to the most knowledgeable Staff Sergeant I had, which was Staff Sergeant Meyer.
Wow. What? Yeah.
Yep. So no. That first year, I wasn't a dad back then. So I was like trying to get full technical, and he just kind of pushed me out of the way.
Yeah.
And went to full dad mode. And that's when the kids really responded to it. And that's when I learned, okay, technical Turnmeyer is not going to do good in a class of 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Nope.
And it just slowly grew as other teachers who, their spouses were in the military at Tyndall, but they weren't a part of the AOC.
Yeah.
They want us to come to their classes. Mm-hmm. And then really when your son went to school, we started going there too. And it just started as word of mouth.
Yeah.
Until really NORAD found out about it. And then we teamed up with the Bay District Schools. So now we have a direct liaison with the school superintendent. We send them when we're doing it. They push out to all the schools and the schools sign up. And we found out through the furlough that if we don't do that timely enough, the schools will reach out to us.
Yeah.
They called us in like mid-October freaking out because we normally start the planning process with them in October to give them time to figure out what schools they want because they have to build the schedule. We try not to mix too many grade groups together because each presentation is going to be determined on what grade group it is.
Right.
Younger ones get more Santa magic. Mm-hmm. Older ones, we get more technical.
Yeah.
And they were freaking out. Like, are you guys not doing it again this year? It's like, well, we can't technically right now. As soon as the furlough lifted, we merely put pedal to the metal and got everything planned out.
Oh, yeah, because furlough, you guys,
we weren't allowed to plan anything, any kind of community outreach events.
Because we weren't allowed to do anything either. Mm-hmm. No media, no tours, nothing.
The joy of PA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember picking up my child from the aftercare program, and the administrator came out and said, like, are you coming? Are you guys still doing it this year? I was like, I promise, just hold off just a little bit.
It's just going to be a bum rush of scheduling, but it'll happen.
That's what it was.
I think
the day we opened it up, because we have a total of 30 spots available. And I think within the first day, day and a half, we were up to like 19 schools immediately.
They they were calling my office like, hey, like we're ready. Like, when are we doing this? We want to get on the schedule. But we had some schools last year that they had just heard about us. So we just went to one school or one of their classes. And they're like, okay, we want to expand it. That's also why it's growing. It's not just the same school they're trying to get, because we talk to K through four.
Right.
We do go up to fifth and we do go to pre-K sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's generally where we want to be at, is K through four.
Yeah.
And that's just a testimony to like the connections that you're making, because the teachers are talking, right? Yeah. The administrators are talking and they remember us coming. They remember how great it was, the joy the kids had, the fun it was, and the teachers get invested in it.
Yeah.
And so they really want us to come back. They want to make sure that they get a spot on that schedule.
Mm-hmm. I'm invested and I don't even like Christmas.
Sounds to me like you need to see one of our presentations.
Yeah,
I listened to the last podcast episode, so I know your guys' opinions on the holidays.
I am a Halloween person. My birthday is on Halloween. Like, how can I not be? So, I don't know.
I love spooky. How can NORAD get involved in spooky season? Sure we can find a way.
Krampus.
Right?
You can deter Krampus.
Yeah, right? We need to track where Krampus is so he doesn't.
Yes.
See, I'm the opposite, and my wife hates me for this, but I'm the person, as soon as 98.5 starts playing Christmas music, my vehicle's on that all the way until it goes off. My wife it drives her crazy. She won't ride with me.
So you're singing some Mariah in your car. That's what you're telling me.
Oh, 100%. Yes, okay. 100%.
Okay. I love that. Lieutenant Turnmeyer, Sergeant Meyer. First of all, Sarmer, congrats on your upcoming retirement. So happy for you. But thank you both for stopping by and taking time out of your insane school schedules and telling us all about NORAD and the Santa Tracker.
Sarmer, first thing, stop loss. Second thing,
don't wish that upon him.
Yeah. Just one final call out. For NORAD, we have the watch 24/7, 365. It's not just Christmas Eve, so we are always have the watch. That's why we're called America's AOC. And remember to join us on Christmas Eve. You can go to the website, noradsanta.org. You can call the number 1-877-HI-NORAD. You can also download the app, SiriusXM, OnStar, or just ask Alexa.